Now, also this week, good news for people who might be suffering from one particular form of blood cancer. There's a paper in the journal Science Translational Medicine. It's by Michael Kalos and his colleagues there at the University of Pennsylvania. And what they have been able to do is to reprogram the immune system to selectively hunt down the cancer cells that are causing the disease in three patients who are in a trial. So what they did was to take three patients who had B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This is a disease, BCLL. And they took from the blood of these patients T cells. These are T lymphocytes, white blood cells, that are equipped and endowed with the ability to attack and destroy other cells in the body, usually cells that have got, say, a viral infection, and the cells can sniff out when those cells are abnormal and they can destroy them. But what the team did was to use a virus to add some pieces of genetic material to these cells in a dish, and this included an antibody-like structure that was targeted at a marker called CD19, which is carried by the malignant cells in these patients. And they also added some other genes, including one called 41BB, and this makes cells grow. So it's a sort of stimulatory molecule. And what they did was to reinfuse these modified T cells back into the patients and then follow up what happened. And incredibly, in two of the three patients, complete remission was achieved by 10 months. And in one of the patients, there was partial remission. But some simple calculations showed that in all the patients, for every one of these special modified T cells they put in, more than 1,000 cancer cells were destroyed, which in each patient equated to a reduction in the tumour burden of 1 kilogram of tumour cells being killed from the patient's bloodstream, their bone marrow, and also from their lymph glands, the lymph nodes around the body. So what they're saying is a big breakthrough here is that unlike previous attempts to do this kind of adoptive immunotherapy, where you put white blood cells that have been programmed to attack something into the body, the really big step forward here is that these white blood cells, because of the additional genetic information they put into them to make them want to grow more, were able to be sustained in the patient's bloodstreams. And the scientists were still detecting them in these patients for many months into the study. And what those cells are doing by trawling around the body looking for these malignant cells was to effectively maintain what's called immune surveillance. So as soon as a new cancer cell popped up, they could destroy it straight away. Now, it is early days. It is only a small trial on three people, but it shows that we're getting very close now to being able to use the high selectivity of the immune system to hunt down very specific targets, like the malignant cells only, without having to give people nasty doses of chemotherapy, which is totally non-discriminant and will attack both healthy tissue and the malignant tissue. So this is a really big step forward, and it's in Science Translational Medicine this week. So we'll watch this space.